Today on CityCast Chicago, we're a month away from the end of our summer bucket list challenge. So we're checking in with some CityCast listeners and readers to see how the summer is going and hopefully give you some ideas for the weekend ahead. It's Thursday, August 11th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago. All right, for those of y'all who don't know, we started our summer bucket list challenge back in June. There are more than 20 things to do on the list, everything from, you know, going out to the park, seeing a movie, doing a little bit of dancing outside. You can go check it out now at chicago.citycast.fm/summer. We issued the challenge to you, but we kind of issued it to ourselves, so we're going to check in. To be clear, you can do a lot of these activities throughout the year, but, you know, let's be real, you can't win no prizes from CityCast Chicago post-Labor Day, so you want to get on that. A couple of the things that I've done so far is I actually went to Northerly Island. You really just got to go towards the Adler Planetarium and just make a right. Apparently, I never walked down there, and now I know where it is. I ate a Kobe burger, which is kind of cheating because I ate it for the show. I didn't, like, go out on my own and get it, but, I mean, I did eat the entire thing, so I'm putting that on my list. And then I watched Deeply Rooted Dance and Sam Thousand out there doing their thing behind the South Shore Cultural Center. It wasn't technically dance in the park, but I was dancing in the park, so I'm going to count that as well. Here with me to look at their summer bucket list is our lead producer, Carrie Shepherd. Carrie, how you feeling, and what have you done from your bucket list?
I am feeling a little bit like a loser looking how few of these items I have done on the bucket list. I was just looking and I was like, oh, Carrie, come on.
Hey, back in June, we all thought we was going to take a bunch of things.
We were real
one
cocky.
After one.
We were real cocky in June. I'll do this. I didn't do too many of these. I did hang at Rockwell on the River on a beautiful Saturday. Did go to Beverly to get an original rainbow cone. Okay. So I did check that off the list.
Hey, I'm going to let people know I also had that on my list, but Carrie said, technically, I didn't get the cone. I got it in the pint. So, again, I'd be cheating on some of these as I'm learning right now. I didn't realize it until now. I'm shortchanging the game. Damn.
I said, Jacob, you can't have rainbow cone. That's like one of the very few things I've done. I need to talk about that. I guess dance your butt off at the park. I maybe this kind of counts. I'm thinking about it. We did go to Ravinia and see an ABBA cover band. I definitely, and sat on the lawn, definitely danced to that. But still got a lot of these to go. And did eat a Kobe burger with you and Simone Alisea, our producer.
Some of our participants took to the bucket list challenge with a lot more, vigor, a lot more intention than maybe we did. Who are some of those people that you talked to?
Definitely. It's been so fun to see how many listeners and readers of our newsletter have been participating and uploading their photos and tagging us on Twitter. Yes, it's been so fun to see how other people are making use of their summer better than we are. So I talked to the current leader of the city, the CityCast bucket list. Yes. Annie has lived in Chicago since 2016 when she came to study comedy writing at Columbia College.
As part of my ongoing quest to want to stay alive in the world that we live in, I just decided that I would try to do every single one of them. I bike all around the city. I actually have a blog that I write called Don't Hit Me, I'm Gay. So I just decided to marry those two together and try to complete as many bucket list items when I'm riding my bike all around.
You have been biking to every place?
Yes.
Good for you. Wow.
Thanks.
Okay, so we should say... Well, first I want to follow up. You said in an effort to stay alive during this, what did you mean specifically about that?
We all have mental health issues and I want to continue to live. And one of the incentives to live in a world that is taking away our rights, personal life things that are not good, you have to basically incentivize yourself to be like, okay, I have something to look forward to next week. And so putting bucket list items on my calendar has been very helpful for that.
That's really cool. So tell us the first thing you did off the bucket list.
I visited the Bahá'í Temple in Wilmette. I think it's in Wilmette, actually. And that one's the closest to me because I live in Rogers Park. So I decided to check that one off first. It was part of a longer biking trip, but it was really nice to... It's very close to me, so it was nice to go there and hang out for a little bit and walk around the grounds.
Very cool. Okay, what is... So you said that was the closest. What's been the farthest you've gone for bucket list items?
Okay, I think that was this last weekend when I went to Weber Bakery, which is... I think the distance that I biked to get there was 20 miles.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was not...
Weber Bakery. Is that the atomic cake?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And sadly, they don't sell slices of it. So I wasn't able to try it because I couldn't buy a whole cake and take it on my bike. But it was still fun to go there and I got some other treats.
Okay, good. So still counts though. Because
yes.
You did go, so that still counts. So,
okay, great.
Phew. Yeah, we're going to count that one, Annie. Tell us, what was the thing that surprised you the most so far that you've done on the list?
Probably the mini golf at Douglas Park. It was just so cute, and it's so inexpensive. It's only $5 to play all 18 holes. And the way that they've redesigned it is really adorable because each hole is like named in honor of a local bird.
Is there anything that you must still have things left to do, right?
Oh, I have lots of things.
You do. Okay. Is there one in particular you still have left to do that you're really excited to do?
This is not me buttering y'all up. I am really excited to see Jacoby at the Moth Story Slam.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited to go that. I've been before, and it's always a great time. So I'm excited to go. And I've never been to the Promontory either, so.
In Hyde Park?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. That's a great spot. What have you, has the bucket list, I mean, I know you've lived here for 6 years, I think you said. Like, mm-hmm. Has it allowed you to see parts of the city you've never been to?
Definitely. I think that's the main benefit for me, is just encouraging me to explore the city. It's nice to find new places to bike. When I was going from Wicker Park to Oak Park on my way to see the Frank Lloyd Wright House, it was so interesting to see the way that the neighborhood changed. So, I would say that is the main benefit of getting to do the bucket list, is to see different parts of Chicago.
That's awesome. Thanks, Annie. This is so great. We so appreciate you doing this. Like, it would be fun if you guys were like all really competitive about it.
I mean, Carrie, I am a little competitive. Oh. I was so excited to see that I had edged out Nicole because we were tied for a minute there.
Annie, I'll see you this Tuesday at the Moth at the Promontory. The theme is happy. If you want to tick off, coming to see your boy live on your summer bucket list challenge, I'll drop the link for tickets in the show notes. Are you self-conscious about your smile? Do you only allow yourself a closed mouth grin? Well, with Aligner experts, there's no reason for you to diminish your smile. As orthodontists, they have the privilege of witnessing the remarkable transformation of patients' smiles, which often translates into a profound boost in their confidence. Yet, there always seems to be a deterrent. I ain't got the time, I don't have the funds. Luckily, Aligner Experts is redefining convenient and accessible clear aligner solutions. With customizable treatments, transparent pricing, and their cutting-edge 3D scanners and dental monitoring technology, you could transform your smile through the convenience of your own schedule. Stop in at their West Loop or Lakeview Clinic today for your complimentary smile assessment. Aligner Experts, your destination for advanced clear aligner solutions. P.S., they got another clinic on the way, so stay tuned for their Old Town location. We got more CityCast comrades who are doing way better with their summer bucket list than you and I are doing. Who is another person that you talk to?
I don't know if she'd say she's doing way better, but But Dia in South Shore is always really active and sends us these great pictures. So I talked to her as well.
I really liked going back to the Wicker Park neighborhood. because I taught at Pritzker there for a number of years. And one of my favorite things to do was to walk through the neighborhood and just look at all of the houses and just, you know, be in awe, really. And so going back just brought up so many memories. And it was just kind of cool.
And had you been back there since then or to Wicker Park?
No. And for the same reason why I don't have a lot of the bucket list items done is because I don't like to drive. I don't like to do traffic. I don't do anything across town. So if I have to get on the Kennedy, it just is not going to happen. So I haven't been to Wicker Park in a very long time.
You know, is there anything that the summer in Chicago reminds you as a Chicagoan? Anything like if people have never been here, what would you tell them about summer in Chicago?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing like it. It's like truly one of the greatest times in the city. If not just for the lake, but for the festivals. And there's always something to do. When I read the newsletter and there are like all these things to do, it's actually this year I felt overwhelmed with the number of options.
What would you tell people about South Shore? What does everybody need to see, do, visit if they come to South Shore?
I think a best kept secret is the beach behind South Shore Cultural Center. It's very, very small. It's very quaint. There's always parking. It's never overcrowded like 63rd Street can be very often. So there's no police presence. You don't feel like this is, you know, like you could just feel comfortable.
All right, Carrie, we still got some time to, you know, get some things off our bucket list. What's a few things that you really want to do? Right. We ain't going to be cocky like we was a couple months ago. What's a couple of things that you really want to do before the summer is over?
I appreciate that caveat, Jacoby. Like, come on, Carrie, be real. You got how many of these you really?
Now, that's for me, too, because I got a couple on my list and I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, I should cross that off. Boy, you know, you ain't finna do that.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Come on. Don't lie to yourself.
You know, I would really like to kayak in the Chicago River. That is something I never thought. What?
I'm sorry. I was just like, I thought you was going to at least pick a softball. Like, right? I thought you was going to pick something really, like, easy that you know you can mark off. I mean, I'm sure you're about to kayak, but it's just like that, of all the ones on the list, that's one like, damn, that takes some effort right there. That's a commitment. Mm. All right, so for real.
Okay.
Not saying that the other one was fake.
I really am planning to go kayak despite your incredulous nature about that one. And I think the last one here is a friend of mine's birthday is September 30th, and she mentioned she might want to go roller skating. And I said, perfect. That sounds so fun. And I could check it off the summer bucket list. So those are a few that I would like to knock out before the end of the summer. I also wouldn't mind a piece of atomic cake. I'm not looking for a whole cake, but maybe some atomic cake.
Okay. Those are some good ones.
All right. What are you confident you can knock out on the summer bucket list before the end of the summer?
I think I could get a movie in the park knocked out. I'm going to be real with you. Kayaking is did not make my list. I've been kayaking once in my life, and I flipped the kayak and had to drag the thing back to the shore. It was a terrible experience. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, you don't have to go with me on my kayaking trip.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. My current 4th Ward Alderwoman, Sophia King, repping Museum Campus, the Hyde Park, has made it official. She is entering the growing field running for mayor. In case you missed it, you can now apply for permanent vote-by-mail ballots. You tired of waiting in line? Just vote at the crib, I guess. There's some good news to get you through. Check out the Little Italy Festa on Taylor Street in the Near West Side. The fest starts tonight and runs through Sunday. As always, for more Chicago stories and events, subscribe to the daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
We just got new bikes. And by okay. New, I mean bought them at a garage sale down the street from my brother's house in Rockford. And they're old Sears bikes.
They're new to me.
Yeah, they're new to me. They're totally from the 70s. But...